For years, they accommodated her religious beliefs, but then they fired her. Hi, I'm Peyton Luke, and you're watching First Liberty Live. Gunna Christopher's daughter worked at CVS Minute Clinic as a nurse practitioner. She had a sincerely held religious belief to not personally prescribe hormonal contraceptives. And for years, the company was fine with her religious accommodation. However, CVS suddenly revoked its longstanding religious accommodation for Gunna, and she got the news that she was fired. Joining me today is Gunna Christopher's daughter and counsel at First Liberty Institute, Tabitha Harrington. Ladies, welcome to First Liberty Live.
Nice being here, Peyton, and thank you for being here, Tabitha, as well.
Thanks for having me, Peyton, and glad to be here with you, Gunna.
So, Gunna, I want to start with you. In your own words, just tell us a little bit about your time at CVS Minute Clinic and ultimately what led up to you being notified that your employment was terminated.
Yes. Just like you mentioned in the intro, I am a nurse practitioner and I worked for CVS Minute Clinic for close to 8 years. From the outset of my employment with Minute Clinic, I was granted a religious accommodation that exempted me from prescribing a birth control medication or hormonal contraceptives and medication that cause abortion. And CVS respected my accommodation and it worked well for the time while I was working there. Not that many cases that came along. There was maybe somewhere between 7 and 10 cases a year out of the between 2,000 and 3,000 patients that I saw in a year. So it was not a substantial impact on the practice. And when then later, I really enjoyed working for the CVS. I loved the patient. It was just a really good fit for me, and it was a good company to work for. And then in later on, then CVS changed their policy, and they revoked all religious accommodations, including myself. And when that came about, I did discuss with my manager to find alternative ways to accommodate me so I could continue my employment with Minute Clinic. This was a hardline position that they would not provide or grant any religious accommodation to any providers. So therefore, my employment was terminated. So I was fired from the Minute Clinic.
Wow. And what was your reaction when you suddenly received the news that you were let go after being there for years and being accommodated for years?
Yeah, it's very shocking. And I was just in disbelief. And then later on, I was just confused over this. And I felt like here I am in the U.S., a country that just holds, is based on law and upholding the law and, respecting human rights and civil rights. And I found it just baffling that I lost my employment solely on my religious beliefs. It had nothing to do with my clinical performance at all. So I liken the experience to a PTSD because it is a traumatic experience, and the experience, then you bring that experience with you to future employments. When I went to job interviews, it was always at the back of my mind, how are they going to approach, how will they accommodate me, or how will they be receptive to accommodating my deeply, deeply religious beliefs?
That's just so shocking in a situation, as you were saying, that you also hope wouldn't be the case in the United States. And yet here we are. Here we are. Now, of course, one thing I also wanted to ask you about is, before all of this happened, what would you do if someone walked into CVS Minute Clinic and asked for the prescription? What would you do? How would you respond to them? And how often did this even happen?
Yeah. So part of this religious accommodation, we I had to, we had to kind of chisel out a plan for how to take care of these patients and their requests. So the process was that I had a clinic partner. She would either take care of these prescriptions, or if it was more urgent, I would send them to a close by clinic, another mini clinic there, multiple locations, and the patient would be taken care of.
Yeah. So you are accommodating their needs as well. It was all working out for everyone.
Yeah.
So then when CVS explained your termination, they gave you no indication that it had anything to do with your overall performance as a nurse practitioner. It was based entirely about your religious beliefs about prescribing hormonal contraceptives, correct?
Yes, and kind of the comical part is that just few weeks prior to the firing, I had received my performance review for the previous year. And I was rated as a high performer, which was the highest rating as a clinician. And, you know, I received a pay raise and a bonus. So I believe I did a good job as a clinician and took very good care of my patients and did that with compassion and love for the dignity of the person. So, no, I was fired. I was just wronged, and I was fired solely based on my religious beliefs.
Just unbelievable that would happen and that you had just received a bonus and such a good review. Wow. Okay, Tabitha, so I want to bring it back to you because I want to come at this from the legal angle for this case. So can CVS do this, just revoke any ability to get a religious accommodation and fire someone based solely on the sincerely held religious belief?
Thank you for the question, Peyton. The shorter answer to your question is obviously going to be no, that they can't do this. Unfortunately, it seems that their strategy was that we would try something we know we can't do and see what happens. It's unfortunately part of a pattern that seems to be just this pattern of corporate canceling of faithful religious Americans like Gunna. Where they take an action that they know isn't lawful and just kind of hope that they can get away with it. They're trying to make people like Gunna choose between their faith and their livelihood. And it's, you know, particularly concerning in an area like healthcare that's such an important field. The last thing we want is for healthcare workers to not continue on in their field, trained, experienced healthcare workers, high performers like Gunna, to have to make this choice and to potentially leave the field sooner than they would. So again, the short answer is no. But obviously, they decided to see what they could get away with.
Yeah, just like you were saying, it seems such bad practice for them to force religious healthcare professionals to choose between their faith and their job and their livelihood, especially at a time when healthcare workers are just so needed across this country and that are so caring and so capable like Gunna. So where are we in the litigation process in this case and with the EEOC as well?
So we did start off with an EEOC claim. We went to EEOC and said what CVS has done does not look lawful to us, and we'd like you guys to look into this. In September of 2023, they responded by issuing a notice of a right to sue to Gunna, essentially saying that they wouldn't take the case forward, but that she did have a right to sue and that she can move forward with a lawsuit if that's what she would like to do. And in light of our concern about this isn't just Gunna who's being affected. These are healthcare workers in the field who are being told that they're not welcome. And we wanted to assert Gunna's right and also on behalf of religious workers like Gunna. So we decided we will take that next step. And we filed a lawsuit on January 17th of this year. In that lawsuit, we're alleging three federal claims under Title VII. There's also a state law claim as well.
Okay, so considering we've done all that, so what happens next in the process?
So the next step in the process is CVS has a decision. They can either file an answer, which is essentially, we filed our complaint saying, here are the things that we think CVS did wrong. Here are the laws that we think they violated. They're obviously welcome to start off by just saying we're sorry, and that would, you know, obviously we would find that to be a wonderful resolution. More likely, they're either going to choose to answer the complaint and give, you know, their version of events, their side of the story, or they might file to have the case dismissed. They might say, here's why we don't think we violated the law, and they'll ask the court to look at, to assess our complaint and see if it's a valid valid case that should move forward.
Well, thank you for all your work on this case as well, Tabitha. I know you've been in all the details. So Ghana, I want to come back to you because I can tell that your heart is so in the professional healthcare profession world. And so I do want to read, because you have an amazing biography. You hold a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the University of Iceland and a Master of Science in Nursing from the University of Nevada. So what made you want to become a nurse practitioner and specifically practice in the United States?
I didn't set out to become a nurse practitioner, but it kind of planned that way. I did move to the U.S. with my husband. He is American, and I followed him here to the U.S. and that's what brought me to the U.S. and so I decided that I always wanted to do my master's. So that's what brought me to this particular program, and I'm so glad that I ended up. You know, I studied family nurse practitioner, or I'm a family nurse practitioner, and I am so glad that that was really where I landed, and I feel like I was really led in that direction, because it fits me so well, and I just feel that I can use my talent there in that field. I love taking care of patients, and, you know, medical practitioners who have a Christian background or any religious background, usually they gravitate to that field to practice what we're asked to do, and that is to take care of the sick. And you bring that Christian value to the practice, you know. Fun fact, on my way to work every morning, I pray for my patients. Just pray for their safety and pray for their conversion first and foremost. But I pray for their safety. And it's just this respect for the dignity of every person that I see that is shaped so much by my religious belief. But no, I love what I do. I love seeing my patients, and I just feel so blessed that I get to do something that I feel is of tremendous value and that I really enjoy doing.
Yes. Well, thank you for putting so much heart and respect into your care for patients. And we're so honored to have you here then in the States with us and being part of our healthcare professions. We really do appreciate you, and we'll continue to be in this fight with you in this particular case. First Liberty is right beside you. So ladies, thank you so much for your time today and for joining us and giving us the update on this very special case. Stay up to date with our many cases by subscribing to our newsletter, First Liberty Insider, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, First Liberty Live. Also, you'll get breaking news by following our social media, whether you prefer Facebook, Instagram, or X. First Liberty, fighting for what matters most.